Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, it's my pleasure again to have Missionary Trent Granger here with me in the studio. And today, Trent's going to tell us a little bit about going to the field, and he and his family are ready to go. And Trent, when you get there, you know the city you're going to, but you don't know exactly the part of it yet.
Correct. Yes, sir.
So what do you do? How do you find that one spot where you need to be?
Well, obviously, you bathe the thing in prayer, and that's the first thing.
Yeah.
But then it's just a lot of research and a lot of exploring and looking around. And in Mexico, believe it or not, most churches are, if you will, quote unquote, registered with the government. Not a license, but just saying that we're here.
Sure.
And so I could even look it up online and see where churches are. And so trying to find that strategic place where it would be not too close to other churches, but far enough away. And but like I said, with 18 million people and 35 Baptist churches, there's plenty of space.
Plenty of space. And of course, you try to find a spot that's on a good road
right.
So you have exposure. And then all the time you're doing that, did you just go down to Mexico and tell the government, hey, we're here, we're missionaries, and it was good to see you. I know y'all were waiting for us to come.
No, but I am thankful that Mexico does have religious freedom. But no, we definitely don't do that. But we just talk to folks and even simply just asking them, hey, right. Where would be a good place that you think would be?
And there, of course, there's matters of visas and all that goes into that.
Yeah. One of the great things for us is we had two children born there.
Okay.
So we had kind of an anchor baby, I guess
all
you
right.
could call it.
Yeah.
So we have our permanent residencies. But sometimes that process can take, to get a permanent resident in Mexico, can take 8 to 10 years to get that thing finalized.
That's pretty much true around the world. Every country is a little different, but there's strict requirements for going into the country. So now your three children, they're fairly young.
Mm-hmm. 8, 4, and 1.
And one. So that means your wife's probably going to be, in addition to other ministries and so on, she's going to be homeschooling, I would assume. Or
for our oldest, she'll be homeschooling. And then for the younger two, we'll put them in kindergarten and first grade to help with language acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we'll be homeschooling them.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And I like for our listeners to hear that life on the mission field is just like life anywhere else. It's just a little different. And, you know, what you eat. But what you eat in Mexico, it's not bad at all, is it?
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
Taco de lengua.
I love it. I love lengua. Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah, tongue
and
tacos.
And if you don't know, listeners, what we're talking about is tongue taco, and it is so good.
It is.
There are many other things there as well. And you go down to Central America, and often the food's kind of blah. It's rice and beans and fried cheese, and but Mexico has got a little taste to it.
Yeah, a little spice.
We're having a little fun here, but as you've listened to Brother Granger this week, I want to remind you, if your church supports missionaries, pray for them. They're people, they need your prayers, and here's a fine family going to the field, and they're going to be trying to locate that spot God has for them there. And all that goes into it and homeschooling their kids and whatever they do. But how soon when you get there, do you think you'll have your location up and going within a few months, or would it be longer than that? Or
I would hope so. Within three to six months, I would hope so.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And I think probably some of the other missionaries there would be willing to help you too, as far as they may have spots they know that needs a church and there's no one there.
Yeah.
So pray for the Grangers as they go to the field. Deputation's over. We talked about that earlier this week, and they're ready to go, and they need your help. They need our help as they go, that God will bless them and many people will be saved.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341. Or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.